WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, especially in a world glued to screens. Ever feel like you're scrolling through Instagram and suddenly realize you haven't spoken to your actual best friend all week? Yeah, me too. And that's why we're diving into the impact of social media on relationships today, because real connections are what truly matter. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the downright awkward ways those little squares and feeds can affect how we connect with each other. From FOMO to comparisons, ghosting to curated realities, social media has become a major player in our love lives, friendships, and even family dynamics. But hey, don't freak out. This isn't about demonizing social media. It's about understanding its power so we can use it wisely and keep those real-life connections thriving. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this digital landscape and build stronger relationships in the process. First up, awareness is key. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through a feed filled with seemingly perfect lives? Yeah, that can mess with your self-esteem and create FOMO, fear of missing out. And let's be honest, those curated feeds aren't always the whole story. People often highlight the best moments, leaving out the messy, everyday stuff. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique path. Number 2, quality over quantity, always. It's tempting to just follow everyone you know online, but genuine connections happen when we truly engage with people. Think about it. Those deep conversations with friends, family gatherings filled with laughter, even a meaningful text exchange. These are the moments that count. So, prioritize face-to-face interactions and cultivate relationships that nourish your soul. Thirdly, communication is still king. Even though social media offers countless ways to connect, nothing beats a good old-fashioned conversation. Put down those phones, look people in the eye, and actively listen. Ask questions, share your thoughts and feelings openly, and be present in the moment. You'll be surprised how much stronger your connections become when you ditch the digital distractions and focus on real communication. Number 4, boundaries are your best friend. Social media can be a constant stream of information and notifications. It's easy to get sucked in and feel overwhelmed. Set clear boundaries for yourself. Designate specific times to check social media, avoid scrolling before bed, and create phone-free zones in your home or during certain activities. Remember, you're in control. And finally, number 5, use social media as a tool for good. Connect with loved ones who live far away. Join online communities that share your interests, and use platforms to spread positivity and support causes you care about. Social media can be a powerful force for good when used intentionally and responsibly. Here's a relatable scenario. Imagine you're having dinner with friends. You all start scrolling through your phones, checking updates, responding to messages, liking posts. Suddenly, the conversation dwindles, laughter fades, and the real connection you could have had is lost. Sounds familiar? That's the impact of digital distraction on real-life relationships. We get caught up in the virtual world and forget to be present with the people right in front of us. So, remember, social media can be a powerful tool for connection, but it shouldn't come at the expense of your real-life relationships. Be mindful of how you use it, set healthy boundaries, prioritize face-to-face interactions, and always remember that genuine human connection is what truly matters. Want to take action? Challenge yourself this week. Designate one evening. Phone-free, distraction-free, and dedicate that time to connecting with loved ones in real life. Have a meaningful conversation, play a game, or simply enjoy each other's company. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Hit us up on social media, leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, remember, stay connected, stay real, and never underestimate the power of face-to-face interaction. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.